That's little ones, big ones?
Well, big ones mostly. Those little ones too tedious to fool with. We used to get those big ones down in the bottom there in that rich red land. Them rest of you. Get big as that pencil.
My goodness.
And as long. That's right.
Oh boy.
Now they made a good catfish bait too.
But they did. Mm-hmm. Big enough that the little fish wouldn't bother.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, them great big old rascals. We'd get the old red worms out. They made good catfish bait. Uh-huh. The old drum, they like crawfish. They like the live bait. The drum do. They like the crawfish about as well as anything. Minnows would die pretty soon they put them on the trot line, holding them in the water there. But them old crawfish live there for 24 hours in the water on the line.
Now those drum, are they good to eat?
Well, they're not too good fish. I don't like them. A lot of people eat them, but I never did like a drum. The meat's pretty coarse.
Uh-huh. How about the catfish? Will he take crawfish for bait?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Catfish will bite nearly anything in the way of a bait.
Uh-huh. I know up by Stillwell, they were using catawpa worms. Oh, these were dandy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said they were so bad that only the catfish would bite them.
Yeah.
So they didn't have a lot of trouble with other fish stealing their bait.
Catfish will bite nearly any kind of worm or anything that'll wiggle. And you take to it.
Well, I watched them run their lines. They got, I went out in the boat, and they got 45 fish. That is 45 that they kept. From that long, about like that, to about like that.
Yeah.
But anything smaller than that went back in unless he was dead. They got, they kept a couple, maybe like that.
Yeah.
These were nice fish.
All catfish?
All catfish. About 10 of them were blues, the rest were channels.
Yeah.
I took 10 of them home with me. Seven. I have 6 of them in the refrigerator now. Had to try one.
Yeah.
First time I've had decent fish in Oklahoma. I've been fishing a lot, but I've never caught any.
Yeah.
But these were dandy.
They're still in there?
Yeah.
Oh, we get them in.
You got frozen, I guess.
Oh, yeah, they're just like stone.
Yeah.
They're up in the freezing compartment.
Yeah.
We've got some fish in the freezer. Been there 2 years, I'm satisfied.
There's one old cat in there about that long that son-in-law brought in. And it's been there so long, I'm afraid that it isn't good.
Well, I bet that fish is all right. He's been froze hard all the time.
Oh, it's hard as rock. It's been in there for I don't know how long.
Oh.
I'm satisfied. It's been there 2 years, all right.
I guess they're all right if they don't burn and dehydrate.
Well, I don't know. She
read
this one in the fall.
Uh-huh.
And I was afraid. I want to get it out there and do something with it. And I'm afraid to eat it.
Take it out and plant it under your rose bush.
That'd be a good idea.
That's a wonderful place to put your fish cleanings.
It is?
Oh boy. Those rose bushes will just take off.
They're fertilized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The reed does a job of them. You pour the water that you cleaned your fish in down there. It's dandy. Did you have trouble with those hard-shelled animals stealing your bait?
Oh, those gar. Yeah.
And then those other ones, though, the ones with the shell and the...
Turtles. Yeah, turtles are worse than the gar, really. Well, I don't know if they're any worse. You take a school of them old gar, they'll pick the bait off as fast as you put it on there.
Yeah, you can't even touch them.
Why do you catch one of them?
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. I've caught them on a hook.
Get the hook to hang.
You get that hook a little too low down that throat and it'd hang while he's there.
Oh, boy. I bet that was a shock to find one of those.
Yeah.
How big do they get around here?
Well, I've seen them 3 feet long, a little bigger than my arm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just look like an arrow, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Uh-huh.
Sharp, shovel bill.
Uh-huh.